a lot of this goes back to COVID, and it's hard to imagine that sort of almost 4 years, you know, 3 or 4 years on, we're still feeling the effects. So whether that's sort of semiconductor production in Taiwan and China, sanctions in Russia, you know, whatever it is, it's causing all these lockups. The other factor here is the difficulty getting really highly skilled labour. So many people changed jobs or retired or moved on and did something different. And, you know, the aerospace industry is very, very highly skilled. You know, people tend to join it. They tend to join it young as apprentices, and they stay in it for 30 or 40 years. Replacing those skills has been incredibly difficult. So what they're saying is, you know, they're saying they're going to build about 720 airplanes this year. That's two airliners a day, and that's just Airbus. Boeing have sort of similar ambitions. But they're saying that even that relatively conservative number is somewhat at risk at the moment, just because of these shortages of parts. And if you think, you know, 70% of the cost of the value of an airliner is externally sourced in the supply chain. You know, Airbus design it, they stitch it all together in the factory, but all these parts are coming from firms all over the world. You know, you can see how they're exposed to that risk. And I suppose the reason why I find, you know, it's particularly interesting and relevant is, you know, I think the Airbus supply chain supports close to 100,000 jobs in the UK, thousands of jobs in the Southwest, huge employers here in the Southwest support it. And I mean, not just Airbus themselves down in Bristol, but we've got Safran and Moog here in Gloucestershire. We supply Airbus here out of Staverton as well. And of course, you know, the supply chain can only go as fast as the most challenging component.